agree with 8.11.
I think the issue of the supply chain has been raised again, and in those moments.
Okay. 8.10. Do you agree with 8.12? 8.12. Are there any additions to the recommendations? Maybe that might be been left out. Are there any additions? Wanya Mabila?
I think we need to put a recommendation that the committee recommends that the department must accept the business case for PMT for PMT Inc.
Again, come up again?
The finalization of the business case by the department for PMT Inc.
Okay. Did you get it? Are you okay? Ines? Mm-hmm. I agreed, committee members.
Agreed?
Yes,
sir.
We are now eating. I made a mistake. Is there... Honorable Madhapa, you said something about supply chain management on PMT.
Yes, Chair. I think we were talking about strengthening and monitoring.
Did you get it? Is there any other addition on recommendations? Chair.
I'm Namdi Dir Makargo. I don't know whether we did talk or said something about the IE works should be implemented and an accrual-based accounting system for PMT should replace the current basic accounting system. Did we say something of that nature?
Have you captured it? Ines? Repeat.
That IE works should be implemented and an accrual-based accounting system for PMT should replace the current basic accounting system.
Agreed?
Agreed.
Any other addition? Wanya Mabila?
The lack of compliance to implement equity plan. And also looking at the double implement of the department, the employment of the people with disabilities is still a challenge. Then I would recommend that we are recommending to the department to implement the employment equity plan to ensure that people with disabilities are accommodated in the department and in all the departmental programs and entities.
I will agree with that one. Because yesterday I received a phone call right at night. I don't want to mention the name of the person. This person says his son has been working as a disabled person. But 2 weeks back, he received a letter that he's no longer wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And we must put an emphasis on that one. Agreed? Agreed?
Mm-hmm.
I want everybody to be committed. Agreed?
Yes.
Madhapa? Agreed? Yes. Is there any other addition on the recommendations? Any other addition? Yes, Ines?
I'm just noticing that unless we have put it elsewhere, in last year's recommendations it said that the government immovable asset management act should be extended to to local government level by 2014. So I thought that that's actually a recommendation that the legislation be amended to actually include the local government level. So it's just...
It has been covered by 8.2. Any other addition?
That the department improves standard operating procedures to record actual achievements accurately, monitor completeness of source documents which supports actual achievements, which must constantly be reviewed.
You do capture it.
Oh, old mama.
No, I'm
referring to they didn't capture everything.
We only got the first part about the department improving the SOP.
The department improves standard operating procedures to record actual achievements accurately.
Did you get it?
Monitor completeness of source of documents which supports actual achievements, which must constantly be reviewed.
Agreed? Are we done with recommendations? Are we done? Mama Maglala, I see your hand up.
Chairperson, it is about the legislation. There's the outstanding legislation which the department kept on promising us. Now we are exiting. What I'm saying for the incoming MPs, it must be noted that all that legislation should be tabled by the end of 2014.
Agreed? 8.10, yes. Let's add by on 8.10. We should not come up with a new sentence. Let's add on 8.10 by 2014.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
The last one, 9, appreciation. The committee would like to express appreciation for the cooperation. Can we have one meeting? The committee would like to express, yes ma'am.
I was just checking whether is it by end of 2014 or 2013-2014 financial year. Because there is a difference.
2013-14.
Financial year.
Mm. Thanks for... The committee would like to express
appreciation.
Would it be possible?
System is not on. Yes. Changing of it to 13-14, would it be possible? I mean, that's in our term now. And it would be, I don't think it will be possible. So it must be, I'll say 14-15 or end of, I had it by the end of 2014.
According to the plan of the department, that is the date that they've set for themselves.
Yeah.
But here we're assisting the incoming committee to make sure that there's this outstanding which they're supposed to finalize by the year of 2013-14. Because if we're saying 14-15, we're giving them an extension of another financial year, while in their plan they've mentioned that they will finalize this by 2013-2014. So we need to stick to that as a committee, not giving them
any
extension, any room, yes. So that the incoming committee must just read the legacy report and make sure that they make some follow-ups.
Agreed?
Yes, sir.
Back up?
Yes, no, I support what the Honorable...
But they should not be bad. They shouldn't be bad if you support.
I support in total change.
Mm.
What I was trying to motivate what she's saying is to say that as a portfolio committee, we must round up and leave something that will assist the incoming MP.
But this tautology, because you are repeating what Wanyamabila said.
That's why I support in Roto.
But we are eating time by repeating. Appreciation, item number 9.
Sorry, Chairperson, before we come to appreciation, I'm not sure, in my mind, I'm thinking of the under EPWP when you said that some issues must be included. Are we also including the issue of branding? Because when you do our oversight, there's a problem of branding EPWP. Where do we fit it in?
Yeah. Go to 8.3. Mm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Ministerial determination. It goes under the under guidelines. Item number 9, appreciation. The committee would like to express appreciation for the cooperation of the Department of Public Works and its entities, as well as the continuous support of the Auditor General Office of South Africa. Is the sentence really making an impact? Does this appreciation have weight? Let me just put it in that way. Does it emphasize our real appreciation?
My view, I could be the appreciation that really came out of the portfolio committee is the fact that the department, although it's mentioned before, but part of the appreciation by the committee of the Department of Public Works is the fact that at least now they got the qualified audit report. I'm saying I'm aware that it was mentioned before, but after we have been frustrated for some time, for some years, with this disclaimer for 2 consecutive years.
I don't know how to put it. Yes, appreciation. We appreciate the turnaround strategy that the Department of Public Works initiated, and the turnaround strategy is bearing fruit. And you know, that's how it should. Those who are English gurus. English gurus, can you please, the language gurus. We must emphasize that the strategy, the turnaround strategy, is bearing fruit. Yeah, we see changes, tangible changes, you know, and we ended out by saying that's why we the department got a qualified audit opinion, though the PMT got a disclaimer. I don't know, but something like that. Can that sentence be formulated? And then you will say, you will talk about a cooperation between public works entities and the continual support of the Office of the Auditor General. Ne?
Continual support of the Auditor General, which makes our oversight responsibility easier.
Yeah. But it must be the best shilungu, our work more what? That makes our work more
easy. Our oversight
responsibility, ne? Much easier. Agreed. Can that sentence be read for us?
Mm-hmm.
there were parked issues. What are those parked issues? What are you, can we deal with them? There are about 7 of them. Yes, Ines, the first one.
The first one, we said, which is the one on page 6. It will go now that the program underspent by 10.5 million during the first three quarters, mainly due to lower than anticipated expenditure on compensation of employees due to the non-filling of vacant posts.
That one's on page 6. Agreed? Agreed? That is on page 6. The last paragraph.
It'll just go, the program underspent by 10.5 million during the first three quarters, mainly due to lower than anticipated expenditure on compensation of employees due to the non-filling of vacant posts.
For compensation of employees.
Due to? Yes. Does someone want?
Yes.
One page. Page 15, the first one, expenditure for transfers and subsidies for the end of June. Million and expenditure related to funds transferred to. Was there anything on that one? The one comparing now to. Yes? Ines?
We just said that then it's compared to the previous year, expenditure plans were lower than the. So, well, we're just saying that they compared to the previous year, expenditure trends were lower, and I don't know if we were fixing the expenditure against property rates. And that expenditure, so we'll just follow on there with the expenditure will be, so we're just saying compared to the previous year, expenditure trends were lower. And while expenditure against property rates was in line with this time of the financial, at the same time of, during the same time this of this financial year. So it's basically last year, the same time last year. So should I go again?
Yeah, while expenditure against property rates
was in line with this, was in line with the previous years. Basically, it's the first quarter. It's was in line. Yeah, was in line with the first quarter.
Was in line with the
first quarter.
Agreed?
Yes, because it is for, it is the first quarter.
Next item.
Was in line with the previous first part.
Yes.
Yeah, the polishing will be done in the office. Next one. On EPWP. Yes?
We need to expand on that.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so we need to expand as per the recommendation that Honorable Ngwenya Mabila also said. And I think we need to include all those things, including branding, not only say it's a training provided. This training means training provided to the implementing bodies by the EPWP National Office, the reporting mechanisms adopted under EPWP2, which talks to the two reporting systems that are always a confusion in the municipalities, and the labor intensivity of the programs. But I believe it will carry on to include the issues of branding and the adherence to the health and safety issues.
Did you accept that?
Madam Minister,
agreed?
I did not get it.
How can it be if we can say that the implementation of this of the EPW program must comply with Zengalo Ashokona Akona EPWP principles and the ministerial determination, because it just consolidates all these items which are mentioned here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why.
Thank you. The next one. It's starting on page 16. Yes, 5.4.3 on policy will only add Giyama. Extension of Giyama to local government. Agreed? Agreed? Yes, can we move? Financial performance including fundraising. Oh, it has been penal vetted, ne? That one is 6.4, it has been dealt with, ne? Another one? It's on page 19, ne? That's only Honorable Dreyer and Ines' recommendation. Can we get it?
All the guidelines.
It was basically that the department should formulate a policy which provides minimum and maximum guidelines for the chairperson of the disciplinary committee. Because that's, they said that they do have, is it in sentencing? What do we say in a, because that's what he meant, that they couldn't give minimum or sanctions.
Sentencing is in court where the sentence would be liable or whatever.
For internal processes.
Agreed?
Yeah, I agree, but you know, it's not for the chairperson, but for the guideline which will assist the disciplinary committee in in sanctioning. Yeah? So we'll see. Take it from there.
Do you understand what they're saying?
Yes. No, I think it's because there is a policy. Maybe we can, because they said they have a policy, we can say that the department must amend its disciplinary hearing policy to also include the guidelines around the issue of giving sanctions to sanctions.
Can I be educated? When you talk about disciplinary policy, is it not a common a document for all the departments?
Mm.
Does each and every department have its own policy?
Mm. they are required to have their own policy in line with the, but must not contradict the labor law.
Okay. Okay, that's what I want to ask to clarify. Okay. Are we done? I want one of the members to recommend for the adoption of this document, and also I would like to have a seconder to the recommendation. Can one of the members recommend for the adoption of this document?
Thank you, Chairperson. I recommend that we adopt the report.
Is seconda objected?
I don't have a problem.
No, you must record it, Baba.
Oh. Yes, I'll second the proposal.
With amendments?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Honorable members, before closing the meeting, I would really like to thank all of you, for the hard work done on this report. The compilation of the report, the scrutinizing of the report, and the cooperation that I see in the committee. Thank you very much for the contribution, and renewed the rest of the day. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hey, just sorry.